Wagon Tire, Oregon. https://wp.me/p7naso2tj. On the Road published. Hiking Hobart's Ridge near Ashland, Oregon. Visit to Bend, Oregon. New Year's visit to Oregon coast. Note, submitted to Rogue Valley Times for possible publication. Audio MP3 equals https://world.according.to.cosmos.com/wp-content/upload/2019/05/april2017wagontire.mp3/audio. Wagon Tire, Oregon, 1973. In 1973, I embarked on a road trip with my father. We left Berkeley, heading toward Yakima, where my father owned a summer cabin. As a college professor, he enjoyed the luxury of July and August off, and our dysfunctional family spent those summers together in the mountain cabin from 1968 to 1978. Our annual pilgrimage was both a trip to hell and a journey back. My father and I shared a wanderlust, a love for exploring new places. This trip turned out to be one of our best. Surprisingly, we got along, which was unusual given our typically tense relationship. We were vastly different, but during this journey, we became friends. We drove east along Highway 395, entering the high mountain desert of eastern Oregon. The road stretched ahead, almost deserted. Then we saw the sign, Wagon Tire, Oregon, 100 miles ahead. We counted down the signs, mile after mile, as dusk settled around us. We speculated Wagon Tire must be a giant truck stop, an oasis in the middle of nowhere. Interspersed with the Wagon Tire signs were Burma Shave signs. Highway 395 was one of the last highways to still have these signs, which had been phased out in most places by 1966 or so. Burma Shave signs were written in rhyming couplets or quatrains, cowboy poetry style, ending with the tagline Burma Shave. Here are two examples. Shaving brushes. You'll soon see M. On a shelf. In some museum. Burma Shave. Within this veil. Of toil. And sin. Your head grows bald. But not your chin use. Burma Shave. We counted down the miles until at last we pulled into town. But when we pulled into town, reality struck. There was nothing but a gas station, a motel, and a cafe. Last gas for 100 miles, according to the highway sign. I chatted with the owner, who was the sheriff, fire chief, and owner of the only business in town. The sign outside read, Welcome to Wagon Tire, Oregon. Population, 200,000 sheep, 10 dogs, 2½ humans. Curiously, I asked who was the half-human, and the sheriff replied, My idiot son. I did not know it, but this was my last big solo road trip with my father. We drove to and from the cabin a few more times, last time in 1984, but this trip was special and one I will always remember. Mainly because my dad and I finally became friends during this trip and got along great. Unfortunately, that moment did not last, and we soon re-entered our difficult relationship, but during that trip, we got along famously. 2016 Revisiting Wagon Tire. Fast forward to 2016. My wife and I drove through eastern Oregon as part of an epic cross-country trip, 31 states, 100,000 miles in 3 months, to celebrate my retirement from 27 years of serving the country in the U.S. Foreign Service, working overseas in 10 countries. We thought it was time to see America. We followed Highway 395, revisiting the memories of my trip with my father 40 years earlier. But Wagon Tire had changed. The signs were gone, the motel abandoned, and the town reduced to ruins, a ghost town. As we reflected on Wagon Tire and other nothingbergs, we pondered the heart of Trump's forgotten America, the flyover country that often escapes our attention. Reflections on my visit to Wagon Tire, Oregon, in 1973 and 2016. Prose poem version. Wagon Tire, Oregon, 1973, 2016. In 1973, I went on a road trip with my father. We left Berkeley to go to Yakima, where my father had a summer cabin. He was a college professor and had July and August off, and we spent our summers every summer from 68 to 78 in that mountain cabin and hanging with my uncle, who had inherited the family apple farm in Yakima. Our whole dysfunctional family. Our annual trip to hell and back. And we did not get along at all. We decided to drive through eastern Oregon. Just my father and me. Just for the hell of it. The rest of the family was already there. My father and I shared a travel lust. Loved to go to new places. One of the few things we shared. This was one of our best trips. We actually got along, which was unusual. Normally our relationship was fraught with tension, as we were so different. We left Klamath Falls, a real noteingburg in those days, and headed east along Highway 395. As we entered the desert of eastern Oregon, America's outback lands, we entered a different world. High mountain desert. Almost no one on the road. Then we saw the signs. Wagontire, Oregon. 100 miles ahead. 99 miles. 98 miles. Interspersed with the signs were Burma shave signs. One of the last highways to have these cowboy poetry advertisements. Just a few examples. For those who have never seen these lost Americana signs. Common from 1915 to 1975. Shaving brushes. You'll soon see them on a shelf in some museum. Burma shave. Within this veil of toil and sin, your head grows bald, but not your chin. Use Burma shave. We counted down the signs, mile after mile. Wagontire. Burma shave ad. Wagontire. Burma shave. Every mile. Counting down. As we drove into the gathering dusk, we speculated that Wagontire must be a giant truck stop. An oasis in the desert. In the middle of nowhere. We pulled into town. Nothing but a gas station, motel and cafe. We stopped. Last gas for 100 miles. According to the highway sign. In the morning, we chatted with the owner. He was the sheriff, fire chief, rancher and owner of the motel gas station. The only business in town. And the only place open for 100 miles. I noticed a sign outside. Welcome to Wagontire, Oregon. Population 200,000 sheep. And 2.5 humans. I asked the sheriff. Who is the half human? He said. My idiot son. And we left. 200 miles. We finally left eastern Oregon. 2016. In 2016. My wife and I drove through eastern Oregon as part of our epic cross-country trip to celebrate my retirement from the U.S. Foreign Service. 31 states. 10,000 miles in 3 months. On the way from Medford, Oregon to Yellowstone, we drove along Highway 395. 40 years since my trip with my father, the signs for Wagontire were gone, as were the Burma shave signs. As we drove through the town, the motel was abandoned. Nothing there at all. The motel was in ruins. Just another ghost town. And that sign was gone too. Just a small sign saying Wagontire, Oregon. We speculated about Wagon Tire and all the other nothing burgs. We drove through that summer. Heart of Trumps. Forgotten America. Flyover Country. Background info on Burma Shave commercials by Microsoft Copilot. Certainly. Burma Shave was an American brand of brushless shaving cream, but it became even more famous for its unique advertising campaign. Let me share some interesting details and a few delightful Burma Shave poems with you. 1. History of Burma Shave. Introduced in 1925 by the Burma Vita Company in Minneapolis, it was initially known for a liniment made from ingredients sourced from the Malay Peninsula and Burma. Seeking wider appeal, they launched the Burma Shave brand of brushless shaving cream along with a clever advertising program. At its peak, Burma Shave was the second highest selling brushless shaving cream in the US. Unfortunately, sales declined in the 1950s, and in 1963, the company was sold to Philip Morris. The iconic roadside signs were removed at that time. In 1997, the American Safety Razor Company reintroduced the Burma Shave brand with a nostalgic shaving soap and brush kit, although the original product was brushless one. 2. The iconic roadside signs. Burma Shave signs were a brilliant advertising gimmick. They consisted of small sequential signs posted along highways. Typically, 6 consecutive signs formed a verse, with the last sign revealing the brand name. These humorous rhyming poems captured passing motorists' attention during the early years of highway travel. As the interstate system expanded and speeds increased, the signs became less effective, and they were eventually discontinued when the company was acquired by Philip Morris One. 3. Sample Burma Shave poems. Here are a couple of classic Burma Shave verses. If you want / your girl to grin / take those whiskers / off your chin / Burma Shave too. Cheer up, face the war is over, / Burma Shave, from the first series, 1. If hugging on highways is your sport / turn in your car for a Davenport, / Burma Shave, a nostalgic reflection, 3. These witty and memorable poems left a lasting cultural impact, reminding us of a bygone era when highways were dotted with clever signs and a touch of humor. Automobile Glowing Star. Background info on Wagon Tire Oregon from Microsoft Copilot. Wagon Tire, an unincorporated community in Harney County, Oregon, lies along US Route 395. The name itself is intriguing. It conjures images of a remote outpost in the vast Oregon landscape. Here are some fascinating details about Wagon Tire. 1. Origin of the name. The community was named after the nearby Wagon Tire Mountain. Despite its modest size, the name carries a sense of adventure and history. 2. Historical context. In the late 1970s, Wagon Tire was home to just 2 people, William and Algie Warner. The Warners owned a property that included a gas station, cafe, motel, general store, and an RV park. Across the road from these buildings was Wagon Tire Airport, where planes would taxi across the highway and refuel at the gas station. The signs outside humorously declared, "Welcome to Wagon Tire, Oregon." Population, 2½ humans, 10 dogs, 200,000 sheep. 3. Changing times. Fast forward to 2016, and Wagon Tire had transformed. The signs were gone, the motel abandoned, and the town reduced to ruins, a ghost town. It became a symbol of the heart of forgotten America, the flyover country often overlooked by travelers. 4. Education. Wagon Tire falls within SunTech School District 10, SunTech School, grades K-8, and Harney County Union High School District 1J, Crane Union High School. Wagon Tire, a place where time stood still, where echoes of the past whisper across the desert landscape. Cactus Automobile. 1. Geographic Names Information System. 2. United States Topographic Map. 3. Moyer, Armand, Moyer, Winifred, 1958. The Origins of Unusual Place Names. Keystone PUB Associates, P137. 4, Monroe, Bill, December 14, 1997. Under the Desert Sky, Solitude for Sale. The Oregonian. Weber, 1, July 11, 1993. Everyone Stops at Wagon Tire, Pop 2, Dot. The New York Times. Frazier, Joseph B., April 2, 2000. Life Takes on a Slow Pace in Wagon Tire. Albany Democrat Herald. Learn more. 1bing.com 2n.wikipedia.org 3.